USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A massive line of storms has been causing havoc in the South. Tornado warnings are up in Indiana, Kentucky, Arkansas, Missouri, and in Illinois. Many cities are now reporting damage. At least two people were killed in a nursing home in Monette, Arkansas, which is just northwest of Memphis. WREG-TV's Melissa Moon reports.
There was a bus, that school bus that was parked up by the nursing home, and we assume that's what they were putting some of the nursing home residents on. It has just left this area, so we're guessing that they're going to that church, and hopefully that the family members can get reunited with loved ones who are okay. And again, we saw lots of ambulances leaving this area. There's one here, Riverside Ambulance, is going right now. The ones that we saw leaving the area, they were leaving here with their lights on, so we assume that they had some people from the nursing home in those ambulances.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The Supreme Court has decided to leave in place the new restrictive abortion ban in Texas, but it also ruled that a lawsuit seeking to strike the law down can proceed. The Texas law is enforced by private citizens through lawsuits against doctors and clinics that perform abortions. The law also comes with a $10,000 penalty. The decision by the court doesn't address whether the Texas ban is unconstitutional. It also allows abortion clinics in Texas to sue over the law. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol subpoenaed an additional six people connected to former President Trump. The committee is seeking records and testimony from people involved in the organization and planning of rallies for Trump supporters on January 5th and 6th. Some allegedly worked directly with Trump to plan the rallies on the Ellipse that directly preceded the riots at the Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
New York State has brought back its indoor mask mandate. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has announced a mask mandate inside all indoor public places that aren't requiring proof of vaccine. She says COVID hospitalizations in the state have increased 29% since Thanksgiving.
I have to protect people, but also the economy. I want to make sure that the little businesses that were hurt so hard during the pandemic and have shut down, resulting in their loss of income, but the loss of income of all the people who work for them, we have to prevent that from happening.
Earlier this week, New York City's mayor announced a private vaccine mandate for all private sector employees, calling it a preemptive strike ahead of the wintertime surge with the Omicron variant. An independent investigative British-based tribunal said in a report that China has committed genocide against the Muslim minority Uyghur population and other ethnic minorities in the western part of the Asian nation. In the 63-page report, the tribunal said that Beijing had subjected the Uyghur people to unconscionable cruelty and crimes against humanity. It concluded that the actions amounted to genocide. U.S. and Western officials have said that as many as 2 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in China's Xinjiang province have been placed in a network of detention centers. They've been subjected to forced torture, labor, and sexual abuse. And many are being detained without any justification. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.